Hello and welcome back to Just BB Things. My name is Abigail and I am your host. It's been a very long time since I have recorded an episode. A very long time. I think I've only really recorded one. And then my anxiety kind of got the best of me when I went to go sit down and either record or I wouldn't publish it, and just kind of freaked myself out a little bit and decided not to keep going. But today I am recording. This morning I went to go work out. I recently have joined a women's walking club, basically. It's a bunch of retired women, and then there's me at 23, which I actually enjoy. They're a lot of fun. They have the most energetic energy at 7 o'clock in the morning, and then there's me that my energy, I'm awake at 7 a.m., but I may not be, like, awake, and so joining them has really helped me out a lot, and their majority of them are retired teachers, so that is really fun to be around. But at 23, it's kind of weird because I am literally the youngest. But I really like it. I actually have enjoyed it. And today I was walking by myself because we only walk Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And today is Thursday when I'm recording this. But I was walking by myself and I am literally wearing black leggings and a long sleeve shirt that is a men's size, so it is definitely really big on me. And I was so self-conscious about myself, and I don't even know why. Like, I was mainly the only one there. Occasionally there was like one or two people like that would come for a little bit and then leave. I walked for an hour, so I was there for quite some time. And I was listening to Joe Rogan's episode with Miley Cyrus, and she's just very inspirational, and it just got me to think that, like, I'm 23 years old, and I am, like, crazy self-conscious about my body. Like, I didn't want my shirt not untucked, because then I would just look like I'm wearing this baggy shirt, but then when I did tuck in just a little bit of it, then my hips were being seen, and I didn't want that. Like, I literally was so conscious about people driving by and seeing me and wondering what I look like and all these things, and that, like, kind of freaks you out a little bit, and it shouldn't. I should not be so self-conscious about those things, especially when I'm physically working out. Like, I was walking. I walked for over an hour. I walked over 3 miles. Like, I'm doing the bare minimum, but still, I'm physically getting out there and doing it, and I was just kind of, like, all in my head about what I looked like and everything. And I literally, in January and February, I went and worked out almost every single day at the gym with other people there. Granted, I didn't want a whole lot of people there, but I still went and did it. And so I think that has been the hardest thing for me about getting, like, back up and being active again. I mean, I literally walk for work every single day, and there's one day last week I walked over 10 miles at work, and so I'm physically active at work. Like, I walk a ton, but it's different when you're putting on your tennis shoes and your workout clothes and not jeans and just physically getting out there and doing it rather than work that you're kind of forced to do. But I was just so worried about what I looked like today, and it normally does not cross my mind, but for some reason I was really freaked out about it today. But after I got in the car, I was like, you know what? I am ridiculous. Like, I should not be thinking those thoughts. I should not be so self-conscious while I'm working out. Like, I should not be in my mind like that. And so I took a picture of myself. I took my shirt off, so I was just in my sports bra, which literally touches my leggings because my leggings come up so high. And basically because I wanted to see what I actually looked like and not what I thought I looked like. And let me tell you, like, that, seeing it made me feel a little better. Like, I should not have even thought about the thoughts that I did. Like, I'm crazy for even thinking that, like, my body wasn't good enough. I have always been overweight. Mainly my freshman year of high school when it really started, I got my tonsils taken out, which I lost 15 pounds in 3 days after that surgery. And then I just started gaining weight from there, and obesity runs in my family. And so I knew that I needed to do something. And while I was in high school, my freshman year, I was like a 4+ sport athlete. And then I decided that I needed to give my body somewhat of a break, so I knocked that down to, I think, 3 while I was still in high school. I was very active. I ran cross country, I played softball, I was a cheerleader until my senior year. Like, I was physically active all year round because we always were training, or during the summer we had our summer workouts. Like, I all year round I was doing something. And then I got to college and I definitely let myself go. Holy cow, that was a lot. But I pretty much stayed the same weight. Like, honestly, I'm around 220 pounds. Like, that's what I was in college. I don't think that I ever really got crazy more than that, but it was mainly I stayed around that 220 range, and I really didn't work out. I ate junk food. I drank. Like, I was not taking care of myself whatsoever. It would be nothing to go get McDonald's at 2 a.m., and I was cautious about myself. Like, I still thought, wow, I'm the biggest friend, but I didn't do anything about it. I would go work out sometimes, but I wasn't consecutive with it. I didn't do it with a purpose. I literally just did it for like a week and then I would be done. Once I graduated college, I moved 7 hours away from my college town to work for my mom and stepdad, and I've been here over a year now, and I've had customers within the past 2 weeks ask if I've lost weight because I look so good. And let me tell you, that is like the greatest feeling, is when somebody says that to you. Like, I haven't actually really been trying. I mean, I go get fast food a decent amount, but I'm also now drinking a ton of water, more than I used to. And I definitely don't eat 3 meals a day. I'm lucky if I eat 1.5, mainly because I'm at work and I don't feel hungry. But here lately, I have been actually eating a little better, forcing myself to eat more than 1.5 meals a day, and just working on my overall, like, mental and physical health. I weigh myself almost every day, which I know the scale does not matter, but it's just a number, that I look at. I have some of my clothes that I recently just bought within the last month have already starting to get bigger. Without even really trying. Like I said, I'm trying not to eat as much fast food that I was. But sometimes when you get off work and it's 9 o'clock and that's really the only thing, you don't want to cook, so you just order fast food and go get it and eat it and then go to bed right after, which is definitely not good for your body. But it's something that I've been doing because I'm so tired after work that I don't want to cook or do anything else. But I told myself that I wanted to be under 200 pounds, and so that is my goal. I don't know the actual number that I want to get down, but that's definitely a goal of mine, because I feel like I would be physically more apt to be able to do things without getting so tired if I had lost weight. I know that weight is definitely a big struggle of mine and my family. Like I said, it's been in my family history. So that is definitely something that I have struggled with for a very long time. I once had one of my guy friends make the comment, this is probably sophomore year of college, one of my high school guy friends, he said, if you looked like what you did your freshman year, I would totally date you. And I have never forgotten that. Like, that statement was one of those things that you don't want to hear, especially when you are already struggling. It's definitely did not make me feel good, and I, like I said, will never forget that, because it definitely stuck. Like, it hurt, and I just keep thinking about it, and so it's kind of a motivator. And heck, even if I did look like what I did my freshman year of high school, I wouldn't date him. But it's definitely a goal of mine to kind of get back into that physical ability that I had my freshman year, whereas now I definitely could not run 3.1 miles like I was doing. It is a goal of mine to run a half marathon, run a full marathon, and how I am right now, I would not be able to do that whatsoever. So it's definitely something that I'm going to be training for, and just need somebody to push me and keep going, and have the ability to actually train myself to do it and want to do it, where I am not struggling to eat and eat fast food and just basically destroy my body. My biggest thing is that there's a Sonic and a McDonald's within a mile of my house, and the Sonic app really gets me sometimes, because it's so easy that I can just order on the app, pull in, type in the number of the stall that I'm in, and they bring it out to me. I don't have to talk to anybody. I don't have to basically have the judgment of somebody order from me ordering of what I'm ordering. I just put in the app and I don't think about it. And that is something that I've struggled with since I've moved here. I've spent so much money, like an ungodly amount of money, on fast food since I've moved here. Like, I just paid off my student loans today, and honestly, if I didn't spend as much money that I did on food, I would have had them paid off, like, probably when I graduated high school or college. Like, I have spent so much money on food. It is ridiculous. So, I'm definitely deleting both the Sonic and the McDonald's apps, just to kind of stop myself from just ordering at a whim, and kind of eating a lot healthier, whereas I'm not also eating at 9 o'clock at night and meal prepping, so then I can take it to work with me and not just eat junk 24/7. It's definitely a huge goal of mine, and I know that we're getting ready to go into fall when it's going to be chilly, and then winter when I probably won't be able to work out as often outdoors, but I'm sure going to try, because I live in Missouri, and it is, like, we don't really get the winters that I used to in Indiana, so I wouldn't mind being outside as long as it's warm enough for me to be out there and to physically work out and have myself better. But today, after I got back in my car after my workout, I just kept telling myself, like, body positivity, like, be positive about what you look like and accept your body. As much as I do want to change it, I'm comfortable. As I say that I'm comfortable, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I wear baggier clothes, and I've noticed it recently that I wear baggier clothes because I don't want anything, like, tight-fitting. I love dresses because they're flowy and I don't have to worry about anything being too tight on me, or looking bad on me, or my hips, or my stomach, or anything showing. So that definitely is something that I need to remind myself. But definitely, like, as I've scrolled through so many hours of TikTok and people, like, doing physical weight changes and just talking about body positivity and being comfortable in your own skin and don't let the distractions of other people get to you and just being yourself. And that's what I need to teach myself and just keep reminding myself day in and day out, that I need to be comfortable in my own skin. Like, there's no way that I can change what I look like overnight. It definitely does take time. And so for me, like, being able to just keep reminding myself that it is not going to happen overnight, and that it is going to take time, and that it is going to be hard. Like, it is a struggle to lose weight. Whereas now, like, yes, I have lost over 15 pounds since I've moved out here, and it's really, like I said, I'm trying without trying. Like, I'm not on any certain diet or anything like that. Like, I cut out soda. I've not drank any soda since January 2nd of this year, and honestly, I can tell a difference in that way, just because I'm not having that extra sugar. I drink a lot of water. I recently got, Walmart sells these little, like, energy, powder packs that you add to, like, a bottle of water, and there's no sugar in it, and I really like those because it's a flavor, and there is caffeine in it, so, like, I'm getting that energy that I need, but I'm not eating or drinking a ton of sugar and added grossness that soda is, and those have really helped me out because I work so much that, like, I need that pick-me-up, and I'm not the biggest fan of coffee, but I don't mind it. I like my creamer with just a little bit of coffee. I don't mind the flavor, but I don't want it crazy strong either. So that's also a struggle of, okay, here's like 500 calories in a drink, and that definitely is something that I have to remind myself, like, just because I'm not eating it or eating my calories doesn't mean that I'm not drinking it, because some drinks have a crazy amount of calories in them, or a lot of sugar added, or just not good stuff. I've had a few drinks that have a lot of sodium in it, and so I'm just gonna stick with water and add those little packs in them and just stay with that. And I drink probably one or two a day, if that, and then the rest of the time I'm just drinking plain water. And actually, there's a Walmart, I think it's called American, I can't even think of it now, but they have a strawberry sparkling water, and let me tell you, it does not even taste like water. Like, there is so many, like, sparkling waters that are disgusting because they don't have, like, an overpowering flavor or anything like that to it. Like, you can tell that it's just water. And so I really like the strawberry flavor because it literally tastes like, it has that, like, soda feel to it, but it's natural flavor. It's water. There's no sugars. There's no salt. There's no any of that in there, which is awesome. So if I ever, like, crave soda or I need something, that's usually one of my go-tos. Definitely helps have that craving that I needed. Whereas now, like I said, I've just been drinking a ton of water and getting that in. It is hard, though. Like, at 23 and struggling with your body image, and you see all of these people on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, now TikTok, like, all of these very fit, athletic girls who have really nice bodies, and you just have that jealousy about it. That's definitely been something hard for me, because I see that 24/7, and I know that is terrible, but I'd rather admit it than say that that doesn't affect me in any way, because it definitely does. I have struggled with that since I could remember. That is like the biggest thing that girls look at, is other girls, and they compare themselves, and it's so hard not to, especially when you are plus size. Like, you always look at the petite girls, or even when I'm trying on clothes, like, there are so many plus size clothings that I cannot get because it's even still too small on me, or a lot of stores do not sell plus size clothing, and I'm kind of in between that, like, extra large and like 1X sizing. So if I am online shopping for clothes and I see that a website doesn't do any plus size clothing, I immediately leave. Like, I don't look at anything else, because it's not inclusive, and there is a lot of people who struggle with trying to find clothing because they don't carry sizes. And over a quarantine, I started a boutique and I currently make earrings, but my goal is to have clothing and all inclusive. Like, I want to carry the sizes, like, plus sizes, but I want to have the same, it will be the same price for a small and also like a 3XL. That has been my goal, because I mean, granted, I know that you're paying for more fabric, but I've struggled with my weight. I've tried to lose weight, and it doesn't happen easily. And so if I want to have a shirt that I love looking at and that is super cute and I want to feel comfortable in it, I should not have to pay way more for that shirt. And so that is definitely one of my missions when my boutique gets more up and running, is to have that inclusiveness, because it is definitely a struggle. And like I said, I'm in between sizes, so a lot of companies only go small, medium, and large. I have noticed that a ton with like smaller boutiques or even big websites that they don't carry plus size clothing, and it drives me insane, because like, I want to shop where other people shop. I want to, if I see somebody that's in this really cute shirt and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love that, and then I go try to find it online and I notice that they only have small, medium, and large, heck no, I'm exiting from that site. I don't even look at shoes, accessories, nothing. Like, if I cannot buy clothing, then I'm not buying anything else. And that's just how I felt, because it is such a struggle to try to find plus size clothing. A lot of places do not carry them. But like I said, with my boutique, that is my goal and mission to have, and just be able to be inclusive like that. And so, like I said, with losing weight, it's definitely hard, because then you have to change sizes and buy a whole new wardrobe, and which I don't mind spending money. but that is one thing that I have, like I said, struggled with for a very long time, is just trying to remind myself that it doesn't happen overnight. It does take time, and that I should feel comfortable in my own skin how it is. And yes, I am actively working towards losing weight, but it's gonna take a while. Like, I need to feel comfortable in my own skin before I can do anything else, honestly, because we do struggle. Like, plus size gals struggle with that so much. And as much as I would love to admit that I love my body, it has been so hard to even get to that point. Like I said, today, just walking, and I'm like, ugh, my hips, like, these leggings don't look good on me, like, my shirt is covering it, but, like, I'm still self-conscious about it. Like, I think about those things a lot, and I know other people do, too. Like, I know that other people do, and it's just really hard sometimes to even be around that and have that. And let me tell you, I'm, like, out of breath constantly. I feel like I walk, like I said, I walk a lot for work, and there's so many times that I'm like, oh my gosh, I need a break. Like, I need to sit down, or I need a drink, and then I have to chug water because I have just been walking for like a couple minutes. And so that's when I joined this. They started calling it the Walking Women's Fellowship, and it's, like I said, a bunch of older ladies walking that are retired. And so I've joined them mainly because, one, there's nothing else to do in my tiny town, and two, I need somebody to hold me accountable for, like, actually getting out there and doing it. And it is at 7 a.m., and let me tell you, that is so hard because I usually don't wake up until 8:30, 9 o'clock. Like, I do not wake up early anymore. And so I struggle at getting up and being at the track at 7 a.m. But once I'm there, like, I feel so much better. My day is going so much better. Like, it's 10:30 right now, and I've been up. I have done 2 loads of laundry already. I am trying to sell a bunch of my clothes that I don't need anymore because I brought way too much stuff to Missouri with me that doesn't even fit, that I've literally just held on to, and I'm like, oh, I might wear that sometime. No, I won't. Like, I have bought so many clothes because I don't want to try it on that I've just held on to, and I'm like, oh, if I lose weight, like, I can have it. No, I would much rather sell it and buy something different when the time comes, because who knows how long it's going to take. And, like, why have that? Why just have that? I do have a dress that I have saved because I absolutely love it, but it is too tight in the top region, and I know that you lose weight from head to toe, so that for me is one of those things where, okay, once I lose my top, kind of, then I'll be able to, kind of feel more comfortable in that dress. And it is the cutest dress. Like, it is like a mustardy color with some flowers on it, and it is just, it gives off good vibes, and so I absolutely love it, like I said. But I'm just gonna keep it, and that's probably gonna be one of the only articles of clothing that I really keep and remind myself every day that I can get down to that size and that I have to work for it. And it's definitely does not come natural to be able to do that. So that is one of my goals of being able to fit into that dress. And I just have that reminder of, you can do it, you've got it. And just be there and physically do it and not just mess around and not do it properly either. So that is one thing that my goal is, to be able to fit into that dress and wear it with pride and be comfortable in my own skin, which I cannot wait. I mean, I can, because, like I said, I know it takes forever, but I'm gonna work at it, I'm gonna do it, and eventually I'll be where I want to be, and then I'll just have to keep up at it, because I gain weight easily. But also I maintain my weight pretty easily too. So I am just here to remind you that you're beautiful in your own skin, and don't let others be what you judge yourself on. Judge yourself on your own skin, your own body. Everybody has their own body type. Everybody is different. And just be you. Like, don't let others dictate what you are doing with your own self. Like, you be you, you do you, and you are all beautiful. If you just listened to that entire thing, I'm so sorry, but thank you so much. I did not think that I could ramble on for 30 minutes about that, but I'm glad that you are still listening. And I just wanted to say thank you. I know it has been a very long time since I have posted an episode, so I'm working towards that and going to try to schedule out time to be able to post and try to get back on this, because I love talking. I love having this platform where I don't have to look good to do it. I can literally just be behind the microphone and do my own thing and wear whatever the heck I want to wear. I'm still in my workout clothes from this morning, so I just wanted to say thank you for listening, and can't wait for the next episode.